Community Center. Angelo's yellow jacket lies neatly folded in the worn wooden cubby. A single banana lies resting on top, a familiar sight for 15 years. Same jacket, different banana. My places have steadily been demolished these last 15 years. Victims to economy and bulldozers. Washed away by my own personal tsunami. Homes, schools, people, everything is different. Except the welcoming arms of the automatic doors as I enter my community center. I stuff my bag into the neighboring cubby and smile at the familiar jacket. I tug my muggy gloves on and give them a sniff, wince. Ugh. I become part of the collective musk. I enter the labyrinth, my metal, blue, vinyl pewed church, and become numbed by the thump, thump, thump of the trotting on the treadmill, running rapidly to nowhere, rebooting my frantic mind with movement and music. I trundle around, engaging in the rhythmic movement, pushing and pulling and lifting, creating microscopic tears in my muscles, preparing my body to repair, preparing for the real weights. Friends approach and smile, many with the measured steps of deceptively delicate insects as they make their way around the labyrinth, supported by walkers, chairs, canes, human hands waging wars, collectively delusional in our quest to gain control over body, mind, and time. We walk the wheel. In our suburban sanctuary of incremental miracles, nobody leaks out of their chairs or tosses their crutches yelling hallelujah. I lie on the blue plastic mat, contemplate the fluorescent lights suspended and swaying ever so slightly, watch the silent ballet around me, slightly out of sync with the soft intonations of Joni Mitchell in my ears. As I gather my bag from my cubby, I notice that the yellow jacket and banana are gone. I emerge from my community chrysalis, hobbling but hopeful, knowing that I will be back.